open letter from Galvin.
This is an open letter to people that are miserable at their job. Dear people that are miserable at their job, seriously, guess what? I'm not the one that put you in this situation. I'm just a guy that wanted a Powerball ticket and a bottle of water. And for that, I'm eternally sorry. Listen, I get it. Not everyone's going to love their job. But since you're here, and I'm here, can we try and make this as painless as possible? I mean, your one-bedroom apartment that smells like feet and bong resin isn't going to pay for itself, right? So, you kind of need this job. Is there anything more frustrating than when you're being polite to someone, saying please and thank you, and all you get back is, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Acknowledge my kindness. How about some eye contact, a smile, some sort of acknowledgement that you understand what's going on in this transaction? I don't need to be at the movie theater ordering some popcorn, a box of Junior Mints, and a bottle of water to then all of a sudden feel like I'm having a conversation with a little Uzi Vert. Popper, Jimmy, Bawa. What? What are you saying? Maybe that was my order. I don't know. I don't speak mumble. And don't think this is a black and white thing, because it's not. I've seen plenty of lazy white people that are miserable at their job, too. You can be literally any race and be bad at your job. Well, except Asians. Asians all work all the time. Ever get bad service at a Chinese restaurant?
No.
Never. No one has ever in the history of the world gotten bad service at a Chinese restaurant. You go in, everyone in the kitchen acknowledges you. Even the kids doing their homework wave to you. Then the woman that's wearing a t-shirt, sweatpants, and flip-flops that was literally just lifting the refrigerator with one hand to clean underneath it smiles and gives you your bag of food that is already ready to go, and everything is right. And she gives you plasticware, every sauce ever created, and tells you that they threw in free crab rangoon because you're their favorite customer, yep. Even though it's your first time there. Take a lesson from the Chinese. You can be miserable at your job, just don't show it. Because the only thing worse than rude service is rude service and wrong service. I'm at the point now where I almost don't even care if you're miserable at your job. Just do it with some sort of enthusiasm. To top that off, if you screw up my transaction, I want to burn you with fire. I want to cast a plague on your family, and I want to find the one thing in your awful life that brings you joy and destroy it in front of you. I'm Galvin from The Mike Kelta Show, and this has been an open letter to people that are miserable at their job.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.